presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
New York Times World News.
January 8, 5 o'clock America, New York. Now fighting for Ukraine. Volunteers seeking revenge against Russia. Chechens, Crimean Tatars and people from the former Soviet republics, all with deep historical grievances against Moscow, are eagerly taking up arms for Kyiv. A volunteer Chechen battalion training last month outside Kyiv, Ukraine.
New York Times World News.
January 8, 5 o'clock America, New York. A vibrant nightlife scene booms in South Africa's townships. Clubs in Khayelitsha, the nation's second largest township, are attracting black professionals with entertainment that we love, we want. The Ocean Kanda nightclub on Spine Road in Khayelitsha, a township 20 miles from Cape Town.
BBC News World.
January 8, 4:18 America, New York. China reopens borders to tourists after 3 years of COVID closure. It comes as the world's largest annual migration event, Lunar New Year, begins.
Washington Post World.
January 8, 4:13 America, New York. Public now can see Benedict's tomb at St. Peter's Basilica. The Vatican is allowing the public to visit the new tomb of Pope Benedict XVI under St. Peter's Basilica.
Washington Post World.
January 8, 3:59 America, New York. South Africa's ruling ANC party fates 111th anniversary. South Africa's ruling African National Congress Party on Sunday marks its 111th anniversary with celebratory events in Mangaung, Free State Province, where the organization was founded in 1912.
Mirror World News.
January 8, 3:24 America, New York. Iran executes two men as brutal crackdown on widespread protests continue. The Iranian government is cracking down on the anti-regime protesters who erupted in civil unrest after morality police fatally beat a 22-year-old Kurdish woman called Mahsa Amini for wearing her hijab, improperly.
New York Times World News.
January 8, 3 o'clock America, New York. A prominent Mexican TV anchor departs. Will dispassionate coverage go with her? As a crucial presidential election approaches, a newswoman's resignation has raised a crucial question. Is her restrained approach also on its way out? Denise Merca in November on the set of En Punto, a program on the Televisa network.
BBC News World.
January 8, 2:53 America, New York. Iranian man held in Germany over suspected chemical attack. Police raided the man's residence where they say they found toxic chemicals.
Washington Post World.
January 8, 2:18 America, New York. Famed U.S. lawyer, defender of Israel, opposes legal overhaul. A prominent U.S. lawyer says he cannot defend sweeping judicial reforms planned by Israel's new government.
RT World News.
January 8, 1:13 America, New York. Chicago teachers sexually assaulted hundreds of students, report. An internal investigation has substantiated over 300 allegations of grooming and other sexual misconduct.
Wall Street Journal World News.
January 8, 0:03 America, New York. China reopens to the world. Thousands of international travelers arrived at and flew out of mainland Chinese airports as Beijing removed almost all of its COVID-era border restrictions after 3 years. https://globalnews.ca/feed/.
January 7, 2210 America, New York. Bowen shuts out Saginaw Spirit as London Knights remain atop Western Conference. The London Knights extended their winning streak to 9 games on Saturday night in Saginaw, Mich. img_2646.
Fox World News.
January 7, 2206 America, New York. Subway train collision in Mexico City kills 1, injures 57. Dozens of police and soldiers swarmed into the nearby subway stations, while ambulances and rescue teams arrived to treat the injured. One woman was killed.
Fox World News.
January 7, 2132 America, New York. Iran executes two more men detained amid nationwide protests. Despite international condemnation, four men are now known to have been executed since the demonstrations began in September over the death of Mahsa Amini.
BBC News World.
January 7, 2102 America, New York, Newport News. Condition of teacher shot by child improving. Abby Zwirner suffered life-threatening injuries after being shot by a 6-year-old student on Friday.